Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the House of Representatives, Senate, they don't have time for Trump's agenda. They don't have time to codify any of his executive orders. They're so busy. Yeah, but they do have time to save children. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to save them. Save them from smut online. Cool, right? We don't want children to see smut online. Why is Congress suddenly so interested in saving children from smut online, but not really anything else about Trump's agenda? Because you're not really saving children from smut online, but then you knew that, right? No, no. The thought right now this week on the Hill is that Australia has this super duper amazing new Save the Kids Online Safety Act. So Republicans and Democrats are competing to see who can come up with what they say is a tougher version of the Online Safety Act. Gotta save kids, you know. Well, how does that work, though? Yeah, see about that. In order to save the kids, we just have to verify their age when they go on social media, that's all. Yep, just gotta make sure they're adult. Well, how can you tell who's a kid and who's an adult? Ah, little facial scan. No big deal if you want to use social media. Or your digital ID will suffice. Yeah, a little facial scan, a little digital ID, that'll be fine to get access. We'd be more than happy for the time to also let you scan in with your driver's license. Yeah, well, but I'm 28. I'm 32. Why do I need to give you an ID to get on social media? To save the kids. Save the kids. Again, Congress doesn't have time for the Trump agenda, but they sure do have time for this. So it's not just the kids who have to verify their identity and verify their age. No, no, it's not. Oh, by the way, if you would like, you can also use your credit card. You could turn over your credit card and allow them access to your history. They can see if you're buying like big people stuff, then you're probably not a kid. Wait. In Australia, I can choose between an actual digital ID, my driver's license, and a face scan to make sure it's me, or turn over my credit card history. Uh-huh. It keeps kids safe. Goes into effect today. Now, Congress is saying, wow, we're such bad people. We don't have anything like this to control who goes on social media to criticize it. To criticize our campaign. I mean, save the kids. The hearings on this were honestly horrific. It's really, really scary. It was Republicans and Democrats fighting over who's going to be tougher to keep kids safe. But what it actually is they want to copy. By the way, they're calling it Online Safety Act. Just like Australia, Yeah. You know how it's used there, right? Well, now that they can ID you, like who you actually really are before you get online, guess what? It's so much easier to knock on your door in the middle of the night for speech violations. What is the current act they're using to persecute Elon Musk with in the EU called the Digital Safety Act? What is the one in the UK called the Online Safety Act? What is ours called? We don't have an official name for it because there's competing bills, but it's Safety Act. They're bringing it here, folks. They want to be able to lock you out at the point of log on if you say true things. That is what this is about. And they're just hoping you won't figure it out till it's too late. This is Republicans and Democrats. By the way, the Democrat version is, of course, worse. But the Republican version is still very, very bad. This is exactly what Nikki Haley was saying when she said the first thing she'd do as president, man, no more anonymity on the internet. You're going to have to tell us who you are before you can use it. Oh, well, who pioneered that? Who did that first? China. It's the basis of the social credit system. You have to have what's called a key, a digital key. We think of it as digital ID, to get on there so that you can be identified. So, of course, the government knows where to come and find you if you need that bullet to the head.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Now, they're not going to do anything like that. They're just going to save kids. For now. For now. But when Larry Ellison and Bill Gates were at the White House about a month ago, they were talking about where all this needs to go, standing right there in the Oval Office. Want to hear it?
The NHS in the UK has an incredible amount of population data, but it's fragmented. It's not easily accessible by these AI models. We have to take all of this data we have in our country and move it into a single, if you will, unified data platform.
Mm-hmm. That's what this is really about. And the other side of it is the uniparty coming after Elon Musk because there's just too much truthiness out there. I mean, look, they're on the verge of losing their H-1B visas. What will they do without their slave labor? What will they do if they actually have to employ qualified American kids? I don't know. And pay them a fair wage? It's going to be a disaster. We got to shut this up now. By the way, I was wondering, because, you know, Trump, the EU announced, hey, listen, if you don't let us censor your elections, we're coming for Elon Musk. They've already fined him 140 million U.S. And there was no response from Trump yesterday. And I'm like, hello. But apparently, I guess he can't do everything all the time. He genuinely sounds in this clip from yesterday like he didn't know. Here's what he had to say about this idea. Basically, what right now the EU censors are fining Musk for not turning over the information they need to have in order to censor Republicans, particularly in elections. What they need to know is the reach. And then they'll say he's guilty of violating the Digital Services Act because he allowed too many people to know true things. I mean, things Republicans are saying because they are, of course, disinformers who are influenced by Russia. That's how it's done in Europe. And then they outlaw entire political parties that are right wing. That's where we are in Germany right now. So that's what they want to do, but they need the data and he won't turn it over to them. Here's Trump responding yesterday. It sounds a genuinely body language like he didn't know, but he needs to get up to speed and he needs to help Elon now.
You're talking about, is that European Union or is it, who did that? European Union or UK?
Yeah, European Commission.
Whoa, that's a nasty one.
I don't know.
Elon has not called me to ask for help on that one. But no, that's a tough thing. I don't think it's right. No, I don't think it's right. I don't see, you know, how they can do that. No, I'll speak about it later. I'm going to get a full report on it. Look, Europe has to be very careful. They're doing a lot of things. We want to keep Europe, Europe. Europe is going in some bad directions.
Yeah.
Very bad. Very bad for the people. We don't want Europe to change so much. You're going in some very bad directions. That was a big thing.
Mm-hmm. You directed a review.
All right. I'm giving the benefit of the doubt. This is the most important thing for 2020, because if we can't get our message out because some Euroweenie is censoring it from Brussels, we have already lost. We might as well not even bother to get in the arena. That's what happened in 2020. You know what else they're going to be able to do? Election fraud. What was the number one thing that they censored in 2020? Election fraud. Number two was COVID. Truth about COVID. Truth about how it wasn't really dangerous. Truth about how we didn't really need to destroy Trump's economy. They do it again. And Trump's got to wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. They need to go after Europe hard, or I'm telling you, they're going to turn around and they're going to find Zuckerberg and they are going to come for every other social media platform in this country and assert the right to regulate speech in our elections on American soil. It boggles my mind. And we're all just sitting around really casually. By the way, there's legislation to stop this just sitting in Congress right now. It was actually written by the head of 4chan because he's gotten a fine from the UK for allowing people to say true things and some nasty things too. Some racist things. We don't like that, but we need free speech. On 4chan, he wrote a bill that would protect social media from the Euroweenie censors. And the GOP is just too busy trying to force you to get digital ID to go online to do anything about it, I guess. I don't know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.